Hello, everyone. This is Bob Golden calling from Las Vegas, and Betty Ann and I would like to welcome you all to the Golden Team call. This call is open for everyone that's in this send-out card family, so we'd like to welcome you all on the call. And today is Tuesday, December 22nd. We're a few days away from Christmas, and it's a beautiful holiday season. And I got to tell you, we're truly blessed to have a wonderful life, and things that we're experiencing with and because of Send Out Cards. And I'd like to, again, also thank each and every one of you that are on this call for the incredible holiday cards and wishes that have come in from all over the country, in fact, actually from all over the world. And, you know, Betty Ann and I's house is, we're having a hard time walking in the kitchen and family room. We got cards everywhere, and I love it. And the messages and everything that people have written is just absolutely says a lot about all of you. And so, you know, we're very thankful that you're in our lives, and we're very thankful for being in this business and for the opportunity that Cody's provided for all of us. And so thank you for all of that. And we'd like to also just remind each and every one of you in this time of season, it's time to give, and whatever we can do to give to our friends and family and people that we haven't spoken with. And more importantly, let's reach out to say thank you to people that really have done things for us and with us throughout the year. And remember them in this during the holiday season letting them know that giving them a little good cheer during this time, that they're appreciated and loved. So just a little reminder on that, and I think you all are doing a great job on it, so it's just always great to kind of reach out that little bit more. On tonight's call, we want to also really kind of focus on the direction that we're going in our Send Out Card business. And you've also heard me talk about it's important to make sure that we're going in the right direction, is that roadmap to success. And, you know, if you think about it, none of us would ever think of going anywhere that we've never been before without having a map and knowing how to get there. And so this is one of the reasons why that roadmap to success is so important, to be able to keep the your prospects in line, your inventory of prospects. You know, if someone's signing up as a representative, a customer, or no, not yet, logging them in, and the best way to be able to do follow-up with them. So it's a great way to chart your course of being able to know what you have as in inventory of prospects, people that you want to talk to, you want to share the business with, and or share the service with, either way. And it's a great way to log that down. But here's the part that we go from that we go to the roadmap. Now, for us to be able to get from where we want to go, we need a vehicle. Well, of course, that's Send Out Cards. And Send Out Cards have provided us a phenomenal vehicle. In fact, one of the best vehicles, if not the best vehicle, that's out there. It's got beautiful plush interior. It's got a lot of horsepower. It gets incredible gas mileage because it's very economical. If you really think about, you know, geez, 62 cents for a greeting card, you know, where there are $3 in average cost in the store. So, you know, we're getting great gas mileage. And understand, I kind of equate, because of my background, a lot of things automotive related. So I want you to think about something again, that we're in a vehicle. We got the roadmap, so we know where we're going, where we want to go, and that's going to be to our first stop is manager, our second stop is senior manager, and from then the journey continues. But we want to focus on that manager, senior manager in that roadmap. But once, as we're going there, we want to be able to get there in with a good, safe, economical vehicle. Ah, send out cards. Phenomenal vehicle. Again, like I said before, it gets incredible gas mileage because of the cost of our cards. Also, imagine any business owner, if they really knew about send out cards, would not bat an eyelash to spend anywhere from $298 to $398 for an ultimate system to be able to stay in contact with the customers and clients, and also individuals to be able to strengthen their relationships with the friends and family. Oh, and we even got another one. Another, also an option, and go figure on this, a great way to generate revenue by sharing, send out cards with other people and other businesses and what have you, and help them accomplish what they would like to accomplish. May it be strengthening the relationships. May it be creating a tighter community within their customers and clients. Whatever it may be, a great way to show appreciation. So, got the roadmap. We've got the ultimate vehicle, send out cards. Now that we've got the ultimate vehicle, we need to learn how to drive that vehicle. Remember now, we're all first starting out with something brand new. And even though you may have had maybe some experience with another network marketing company or maybe another company, direct sale company, whatever it may be, I have learned that when I came in to send out cards, I learned real quickly that I needed to start from square one and pretend like this is all brand new for me, which it was. And Betty Ann and I said, you know what? We're going to learn to drive all over again. We're going to learn. We've got this special vehicle called Send Out Cards, and it's going to take some special driving skills. And think about that for a moment. How that has applied to you? Remember, you remember when you got your driver's license, and you first got into the car? Maybe be your mom and dad, or good friend, or whatever that was next to you, and you turned that car on, and you hopefully looked in the rearview mirror before you backed out, and you put it in gear and in reverse and backed out of the driveway, and you proceeded down the street. Do you remember how you felt? Almost kind of like when you first rode a bicycle. You felt kind of shaky a little bit and you know, of directing that car, and do you, how much gas do you apply, and did you kind of jam on the brakes a little bit and come to a where you threw your mom, dad, or a brother, sister, whoever was helping you? And the time that I was driving, there was no seatbelt, so, you know, it was real easy to throw them right into the dashboard if you slammed onto the brakes. So if you – but how true is that with our business? And don't we want our business to run smoothly? Don't we want it to where we put it in gear and we're accelerating and we come to a nice stop? And that doesn't happen until we've been driving for a while. So I want you to think about that with your business and how it relates back to your business, and about, is your business running smooth, and are you, like Cody would call it, are you a level 4 card sender? Are you a level 4 business builder? Well, you're not thinking about it and just become part of your life. People ask me, well, Bob, when you go out and build your business, what do you do? How do you do it? And I said, well, I don't just go out and build my business. My business is with Betty Ann and I 24/7. It's just become part of us. So when we see somebody or they're talking to us and we ask them, what do they do? And we're finding out, and they're asking us what we do. Again, it's just because it's a natural progression with us. So getting back to driving that car, what are some things that we want to do to learn how to drive that car most effectively and efficiently, which how it relates to our business? How do we want to build our business most effective and efficiently? And I'm letting you shedding some light on all of this for tonight's call, because mainly we're going to be with a lot of friends and family during the next couple of weeks. So we want to kind of share with them maybe our roadmap of where we're going, kind of share with them some things that are exciting us with our new journey, and some ways that we can create that plan B, a way that maybe we can have, if you're married, maybe have your eventually have your wife replace your income. eventually replace your income, if that's what your goal is. Or maybe your goal is just to create a huge residual income, so by the time you retire, you have something now that adds into your retirement plan, if you're lucky enough to have a retirement plan. So share some of these things with your friends and family the next couple of weeks. Also share with them maybe the vehicle that you're driving, and allow them, show them if they haven't, let them send a couple of cards to maybe a thank you card for maybe for some holiday gifts. Maybe send a card wishing somebody a happy new year. Let them enjoy what we want to do is we want to give, and give of yourself, give of your account, and let people go on and send a few cards when you're over at their home, and kind of as a little special gift for them. So again, we discussed the roadmap, where we want to go, and that's your why. The vehicle is send out cards, and the system and the ability to be able to send out cards and gifts and what have you, that's the ultimate vehicle. Boy, let me tell you, you're going to arrive in style in that vehicle. Then you have the driving lessons, and that's the how. So you got the why, you got the vehicle, and now you got the how. And just like in driving, if you notice, you just didn't get into a vehicle all by yourself, did you? You had a parental person, either your mom and dad, older brother, sister, somebody that was of age that already knew how to drive, that was now going to help teach you to drive. And even though in your head you may have thought that you knew how to drive, but bottom line is there was somebody there, and there's a reason why someone's there. Well, understand the reason why you have a sponsor and or an upline is for the same reason. We want to help with your driving ability. We want to help you with your business. We want to help be there for guidance. We want to be there to let you know that we're there for support. You're not there because we're not going to just put you in a car by yourself and say, oh, well, there you go. Good luck. I got a feeling that there could be some major accidents approaching. And I think that's what happens with a lot of people in our business would send out cards, is that you take off without that help of your sponsor and or that driving instructor, and it's very easy to crash, very easy to crash. And unfortunately, some people don't return from that crash. So we want to be able to have somebody there to help instruct us, guide us to learn how to drive that vehicle. And my God, is it a beautiful vehicle. So let's really take advantage of that. If your sponsor's brand new, well, you know what? Then go to their upline senior manager. And if they're fairly new, then maybe go up to their upline executive or senior executive or eagle. So, you know, we've got this ability to go through that. Besides all of the training webinars that are on a lot of the different websites like Cool Buzz or the Packard's website or BAGoldenEagle.com, our website, you've got a lot of, again, a lot of great, driving videos, so to speak, or training videos that are on the Stay Connected page of Send Out Cards. You've got the corporate conference calls. You've got a plethora of things to help you be able to drive the Send Out Card vehicle very smoothly, expeditiously, and more importantly, get there and arrive on time and also arrive in style. I remember hearing a speaker one time speak, and he said that if you were going to go across a minefield, now remember, you got mines that can blow you up that are planted all through the field that you don't know where they're at, and someone just walked across that field unscathed, and they're safely on the other side. My question to you is, Would you step in their footprint exactly, or would you wander off by yourself and try to do it your way? I think that that's a pretty obvious answer. You would follow exactly into those footsteps. So the point I'm trying to get to is this. If you've got the ability to tap into your upline support, people that are people that are already a manager. Well, if you're just a new distributor, you wanted to get the manager. Well, then guess what? Learn what they took, what they did to get the manager, and just follow those footsteps. Same thing with somebody that you want to get the senior manager. Well, then find an upline senior manager of how to get and follow into their footsteps. Same thing with executive, senior executive, and eagle. Same thing. It's all of the steps. Each one of them are choreographed perfectly to follow. And a lot of times they think that we may think we allow our egos to kind of get in the way and allow us to get to that, that we can do it. Well, I know you can do it. And I know that each and every one of you that are on this call, bottom line is every one of you are winners. Every one of you have got greatness inside, because bottom line is if you didn't, you wouldn't be on this call. So I applaud you for that, and I applaud you for your greatness inside, and I applaud you for that winning side of you, because each and every one of us belong to a winning team, which is Send Out Cards. And Send Out Cards provide us that opportunity to also create our own winning team. And I, you know, I look at it as, again, I'm looking at it as cars. So I'm looking and I'm creating a winning NASCAR team. And how cool is that? You know, I want a whole bunch of leaders that are on that track, that are running around that track, and we want to make sure that when they take a pit stop that we get them enough fuel and provide them a clean windshield and something to drink, and make sure that their tires are in good shape, and pat them on the butt and put them back out on the track. And you know what? We all have that ability to do that. And more importantly, we have the ability that once we do learn to drive and build a business, we have the ability to go to advanced driving school. Yeah, advanced driving school. So, you know, just like I remember going to the Richard Petty Experience and being there in a NASCAR and doing 18 laps on our track here in Las Vegas. And, again, they just didn't put me on that track. And remember now, I already know how to drive. I've been in a number of race cars before, but what did they do? They first had me do a drive-along with an instructor. Then they had me follow a pace car until I was. They felt confident enough to allow me to then go, and then the speeds increased, and then I was able to go faster and faster. And, you know, the part being is same thing was with your business. A lot of us can adapt to things very quickly. Others not. It doesn't mean anything. It means that we can adapt a little quicker versus somebody else. But the point is, this is a marathon, and it's all about finishing the race. And it doesn't matter if you finish the race immediately or it takes you longer. Doesn't matter. What matters is you finish the race. It's funny. That divine clock, that universal clock that's ticking out there, ticks differently for all of us. And so, you know what? Somebody got there a little quicker than you did. So what? Key factor is, are you going to be consistent enough to get there? That's what counts. That's what counts, because what you're doing is you're setting the course for somebody else to follow in those footsteps. They may follow a little faster, just like the guy that walked across that minefield. You know what? After that, those footprints are really put in there. Well, you could run across that minefield. Just make sure that you step in every one of those footsteps. So, you know, if I can leave you with a message at all, running into this holiday season, and more importantly, starting off a new year, my question to you is this. What do you want your 2010 to look like? Remember now, you are the writer, the producer, and the director of your own movie going into 2010. My question is, what do you want it to look like? Get with the people that you're working with. Get with your upline. Get with your sponsors. Get with people, even in across lines. Get with people that you can work with, that you feel that you can communicate and relate with, and share your dreams, share your goals, and allow them to do the same. And all of us really come together for this 2010 as we go into this new year, and spend the holidays with your friends and family. Let them send some really great cards, and more importantly, use this time to really focus on, you've got the map, you got the roadmap, you got the vehicle. Well, let's learn to drive that vehicle, and more importantly, let's learn to show other people how to do the same thing too. And as we sponsor people into our business, may it be a customer and or an entrepreneur, we're going to show them the fundamentals and the skills of how to get started. And, you know, we're it's like that movie, It's a Wonderful Life, that plays all during the holiday season. We truly do. But understand, just like that movie, it's up to us. It's our responsibility to our friends and family. It's our responsibility to ourselves to create that wonderful life. And, just like in Cody's song, the story song, we determine the direction of our life. So when you're playing that motion picture in your mind, the stories in your mind become the stories of your life. Now, I'm going to change that a little bit, which is something that I've learned from Beyond Win and also from Jalal Life, two brothers that live in Cleveland. Both senior managers, both build an incredible team, and every time I get a message from both of them, it says on there, the stories in my mind, and now they added this word, which I've added in every one, fastly, F-A-S-T-L-Y, fastly become the stories in my life. So, how cool is that, to where we're creating these stories in our life, in our mind, and they're fastly becoming the stories in our life. So, I urge each and every one of you to give of yourself, find yourself who you are and give yourself away. I mean, 12 months out of the year, but now especially, help somebody change their life for the better. And we really truly do live in a wonderful world. Embrace it, and let's count our blessings that we're all together building a send out card business, and let's share it with the world. And I wish everybody incredible happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. From Betty Ann and I, we wish you only the best, and we wish you also a very healthy, happy, and prosperous new year, because I got to tell you, what Send Out Cards has in store for us in 2010, hold on to your socks, because I got to tell you, we're ready for an incredible journey together, and let's do it all together. I think Betty Ann also has another little message that she'd like to share.
I just wanted to make sure everyone knows that www.b as in Bob, a as an apple, golden, G-O-L-D-E-N, eagle, E-A-G-L-E, .com. Password is D-A, golden, eagle. It's the same, except it doesn't have the .com. So I just wanted to remind you, please feel free to log on to it. Whoever is on this call, you're welcome to check it out. You can always listen. And if you want to if you know anybody that needs to listen to this recording, just have them click on the link that they got in the email. They can go to our website and get the link there. And we truly, truly am very blessed. And just wanted to say
golden
blessing
to all of you. And again, we've got an exciting year ahead of us, and we've got some great stuff in store. So I just want to, again, bid everybody happy holidays. And again, we love you all, and let's go together and spread that love to everybody out in the world. All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.